Helping Hand. Each week on All Things Considered, we use Helping Hand to put the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and to others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. This week, Special Olympics, founded on the belief that people with intellectual disabilities can, with proper instruction and encouragement, learn, enjoy, and benefit from participation in individual and team sports, adapted as necessary to meet the needs of those with special mental and physical limitations. We're also going to hear about a fundraising and awareness event that's coming up tomorrow, Over the Edge for Special Olympics, where participants rappel off the side of the Hyatt Regency. Tracy Bender is Special Olympics Hawaii Director of Development. Hey, Tracy, thank you very much for coming down today.
Thanks, Dave. Always a pleasure to be here.
For folks who are thinking about a loved one, a family member, who the organization is a good fit for, and some of these regular programs.
Sure. Well, Special Olympics is for children and adults with intellectual disabilities. So I'm happy when you said family members and loved ones, because if you're out there and you have a family member that's 40 years old, we are for you. Special Olympics does not only have programs for children, but we're here for adults as well. So our competition age starts at 8. We have no maximum age. So our oldest participant is 94, I believe, this year.
Amazing.
She's Auntie Vivian from Kona, and she does bocce ball, which is lawn bowling. We offer sports training and competitions, 9 competitive sports: bocce, bowling, basketball, soccer, softball, swimming, track and field, powerlifting, and we just brought on flag football. That sport is right now unified people with and without intellectual disabilities. That's our main programming, is the sports training and competitions. For children under 8, we have something called Young Athletes Program for 2.5 to 5-year-olds. Mm. Young Athletes Program is also known as YAP, and so we call it our YAP program. They come once a month with their parents, guardians, grandpas, grandmas, siblings, and it's a cool program because it's inclusionary. So we encourage sisters, brothers, neighbors, friends without intellectual disabilities to come along. And with the toddlers, we work on large, small motor skills, social inclusion, all those kinds of things. So that's 2.5 to 5.
Okay.
We have another program for that middle section, 6 and 7-year-olds. That's called Future Stars. In our 8-year-old and older competitions, we have team sports such as basketball and soccer. For Future Stars, what we do are individual skills. And when you come to competition, you're going to do your individual skills, competing against others doing individual skills. And the premise behind that is you now know the sport and you are ready when you are 8 to join a team. All those concepts of waiting in line, being a good sport, positive thinking when you're having a tough time, how to get out of that, all of that is practiced from when you're actually with the team.
It's like grooming, essentially.
Yes.
Really important skills, and they're going to be life skills too.
Absolutely. That's a really great point. You learn more about yourself, about life, about being a good sport, how to overcome. Even when you lose, you learn lessons. And so that's what we're doing. We like to say, when we try to encourage teachers to get interested in Special Olympics, that we can also even help on the academic side. So if we're doing bocce, it's lawn bowling where you roll a ball on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
We can bring out the measuring tape and we can measure from where you stood to where the bocce ball lands. All of those math skills happens in bowling as well, because we're adding.
Any costs associated?
No cost at all. A lot of our athletes are year-round athletes, so they're going to participate in at least 3 sports, 1 for each sports season.
There is a branch of your organization on each of these islands?
Correct.
And the coaches are volunteers?
Coaches are volunteers, yes.
Unified sports, the age range, and how someone would get involved for the unified aspect in terms of the general public without a disability.
Okay, that's a good question. So as an adult, you can join a delegation, which is the word we use for team. You typically want to join a team that has your same age group. Maybe I want to play softball, and I think it's super awesome to play unified softball, so I'm going to look for, of course, we can help you with that. Find the delegation that has adult softball players that participate in unified softball. If you are a school-aged person, we have a program called Project Unify, which is similar to Best Buddies. Opportunities for general education and special education students to interact, not only within the school, but also outside of the school by participating in Special Olympics unified sports. And so our unified sports right now is flag football, bocce, softball, track and field.
Great variety.
That's a great variety. What we would want to do is encourage the school to allow, for instance, like Kauai High School does unified bowling. That's probably the one I miss. Unified bowling and unified bocce. So we would want the school to say, hey, you know what? This is a great opportunity for our special education students to be an athlete for our school. What? Can you imagine that?
Right.
And then at the same time, giving our general education students this really awesome opportunity to learn that their special education peers, they're more alike than different.
And it just teaches people gratitude. Your kid will just probably be so much more considerate of the disabled after an experience like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Oftentimes, if you were to go on the internet and look at what unifies sports, you're going to see the general education student crying, saying that they didn't expect this change to happen, that they could be having a bad day in school, and then they go to practice and their teammate just lifts them up. Gratitude is a good word. That's the whole idea behind the Project Unify program, is giving students the opportunity to experience this. And we hope to change the way people view others with intellectual disabilities.
Yep.
We hope these children become teenagers, young adults, become mom and dads. Do want to mention one of the things we partner with Best Buddies is we have this campaign called Spread the Word to End the Word. Have you heard of it before?
The R word.
The R word, right. And so I'm going to say the word one time. It's the word retarded. Many of us use that word to talk about ourselves, about inanimate objects. And this campaign, led by young people, led by students, is saying it's no longer okay. It's not okay to use that word.
This one has its own sort of existence where people think, well, I didn't mean anything by it. But when you start to realize, can you imagine what the parent of a person with intellectual disabilities thinks when they hear you say that word?
Right.
And even if you didn't mean it to be derogatory, there are so many options. You don't have to use that
right.
one that has this kind of baggage. It's a great program. So yeah. very familiar with it and strong supporter of it.
It is. Thank you.
You're
Thank
quite
you.
Welcome. A lot of what you guys do is powerful. These are really basic existential sorts of things.
Yes. We're here to provide sports and health opportunities, but on a daily basis, we're here to promote respect and acceptance for people with intellectual disabilities as well.
Over the Edge, happening tomorrow and sold out for this year at the Hyatt in Waikiki, rappelling off the roof to raise funds for Special Olympics. Folks can get on next year's wait list. Let's hear about it.
So if you would like to go over the edge and you would like to make a commitment to raising no less than $1,000, Special Olympics SOHawaii.org. You can register for the event. Create your own online giving page. So that's just like GoFundMe. People are very familiar with GoFundMe. You get a link and people send out that link.
Can exceed it too, right?
You set your goal to $5,000 if you want. We have a wonderful supporter named Janice Nielsen who raises $10,000.
And other ways folks can help.
If you're a business owner and you're interested in sponsoring, I would love to speak with you. We'd love to have you as a sponsor. We have sponsor benefits, sponsor packages. There are volunteer opportunities. Volunteer coordinator does encourage people to sign up. Send her an email, and then you'll get on our database, and then she sends out emails when we need volunteers. You can become a coach. We hold trainings for every sport. There's no cost. Of course, you're volunteering your time. Most of the time, we're going to pair you up with somebody that already knows what's happening.
You don't have to know sports. There's many ways this organization could use your help.
Yes. You could be part of our special ops, help us lift tables, chairs, fill up coolers with water. That is so important for us,
Absolutely.
That special ops part. And then maybe you're going to say, you know, I want to be a little bit more engaged. Are there opportunities to actually give out medals to the athletes, escort athletes here or there? There's a variety of different types of volunteer experiences. There's so many wonderful people out there that want to volunteer with us. We're not always able to accommodate a specific request.
Different companies that have a product that you might be able to use.
In-kind donations and services are so important to us. For instance, Safeway Scaffolding is what we call our year-round supporter, which means in the year, they do an in-kind service over $25,000 worth. There's a scaffolding at Over the Edge, our Cop on Top event. Those involve scaffolding. If we did not have Safeway scaffolding, we could not hold those events. Anybody out there who has a service or product like water, meals, we'd love to hear from you.
And that helps defray from their costs so that the more of the money that they raise can go towards their programs.
Yes.
SOHawaii.org. At that website, there are a lot of different kinds of email addresses available depending on what you're looking for 808-943-8808. You're on Facebook, Twitter.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
At HawaiiPublicRadio.org. All their contact information, the full interview, the radio feature, and all of our other Helping Hand guests. It's Tracy Bender, Special Olympics Hawaii Director of Development. It's a privilege to get to have you on the air. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, like you said, there's so much more that we do, and it's part of being there for the community as well. So we're so happy that you're here for us.